The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know I sure am, because we made it to the weekend and it's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Hoochie Daddy summer continues.
It's Hoochie Danny.
And maybe Matthew from Monroe is also celebrating Hoochie Daddy summer. Matthew, are you there?
Good morning, MF Friday.
Yeah, Matthew is here. He's ready to go. So, Steve, you got to get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Matthew has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What Pixar film stars Lightning McQueen?
Toy Story.
No.
Finding Nemo.
No.
Come on.
Star Wars.
No. What kind of animal is a silverback?
Silverback is a gorilla.
Correct. How many states share a border with New York?
New York. 5, 6,
yes, 5.
Four.
King's Landing is a fictional capital city from what TV series?
King's Landing. Dawson's Creek.
No.
90210.
No.
Mork and Mindy.
No. Name one of the last 2 letters added to the English alphabet.
Z. Y.
No. No.
Oh, added to the English alphabet. M. L.
No. Never-ending soup and salad and breadsticks are offered at what chain restaurant?
Olive Garden.
Correct. How many South American countries does the equator pass through?
3, 4,
yes,
5.
Yes, 3. Which member of Fleetwood Mac is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2 times?
Stevie Nicks.
Correct. In what decade was the first black hole discovered?
Decade, black hole, 20s, 30s, 40s.
No. You got 5 correct, Matthew. We split right down the middle this morning.
Also, did you have that Fleetwood Mac?
I had this question pre-planned. He's going to be so excited.
He is. Look at him.
He doesn't even know.
No, he doesn't.
Welcome back to the studio, Steve.
It's good to be back.
Are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! What Pixar film stars Lightning McQueen?
Cars.
Correct. What kind of animal is a silverback?
A gorilla.
Correct. How many states share a border with New York?
3?
No.
4?
No.
5?
Yes. King's Landing is a fictional capital city from what TV series?
King's Landing? Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Sons of Anarchy.
Nope.
White Lotus.
No. Name one of the last 2 letters added to the English alphabet.
Z?
No.
Q?
No.
X?
No. Never-ending soup or salad and breadsticks are offered at what chain restaurant?
Oh, Olive Garden.
Correct.
Because we're family.
Yes. How many South American countries does the equator pass through?
3?
Yes. Oh. Which member of Fleetwood Mac is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2 times?
Did you just write that question?
No,
for
I did
me?
Not.
Stevie Nicks.
She is.
You know, I'm a huge Fleetwood Mac fan.
Yes.
Now.
In what decade was the first black hole discovered?
50s.
No.
40s.
No.
30s.
No.
Damn.
Which hockey team plays their home games at TD Garden?
Oh, that would be the Toronto Maple Leafs.
No.
Oh. I don't know. TD Garden? Avalanche.
You got 6 correct, Steve, and that is a win.
Let's
a close
go.
One. 6-5. Wow. Sorry, Matthew.
Pixlars always gets me.
Pixar.
Oh, Pixar.
The Pixar movies.
I was like, Kixlars?
I'm the best. I'm the best.
I've never watched Cars, but
what?
I need to.
It's
I know.
So good. You'll love it. King's Landing is from Game of Thrones.
Okay.
And then the last 2 letters added to the English alphabet were J and U. The decade where they discovered the first black hole was the 70s, and the Boston Bruins play at TD Garden.
Okay.
There you go. Well, you still got a victory,
Steve. I still know it's the Boston Garden, that's all. I go back in the day before they were young. Bunch of capitalists trying to make money off of everything.
Wow. You're just old.
I am.
The Daily Mix Show.
Steve Biggs, I know you're an avid reader. You read a lot of books. Definitely a big fan of horror books, right?
Oh, you know me. Every night I like to just like curl up next to the fireplace and read a good horror book.
So I know you're probably very familiar with the horror author Damon Manx.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I love that guy's
work. Totally. Yeah. Well, he posted a great question on his social media for music fans to get into a little bit of a discussion.
Name a band where one of the members is more popular than the lead singer. Can you think of any? Yeah, I'm looking for any band where the lead vocalist is not the most famous or the most popular member of the band. I hope your day is as awesome as your favorite song. Peace, my brothers and sisters.
That's a lot of pressure.
That is a lot of pressure.
My favorite song's very depressing, so I don't know.
Well, this leads us to want to ask a simple question. We're going to chat with Heidi. Heidi, name a band where one of the members is more popular than the lead singer.
I got to say the Rolling Stones and Keith Richards.
Ooh, you know, I think you might be right.
I agree.
I feel like he's in the news more, that's for sure.
I know in my the concert I attended way back, I enjoyed his 10-minute riff and solo more than the rest of the concert.
Well, you don't like watching a 90-year-old man awkwardly dance on stage like Mick Jagger does?
Prancing around.
Yeah. Another person that kind of falls in line as well, Pete Townshend.
Yep.
From The Who. I mean, Roger Daltrey is, of course, a rock star. I mean, that dude, like, there's not a shirt that he doesn't know how to unbutton.
All the way.
All the way, down to the navel. But I would say that a lot of people, probably when you think of The Who, the first person you think of is Pete Townshend.
Sure. Do you have one that you can think of off the top of your head, Steve? A band where it's not the lead singer that's necessarily the most popular?
I have a few. Of course, they're drummers. Tommy Lee from Motley Crue.
That was on my list.
I mean, I don't know if it's because of the adult film.
Yes.
Okay. His third drumstick, you know, that one is pretty impressive. Also, Travis Barker from Blink 182.
That's a good choice.
At one time. I don't know that he is anymore.
He's married to a Kardashian.
Yeah, but Mark Hoppus is everywhere these days. And so is Tom. Like, Tom was just crazy with the aliens.
You're a Blink 182 fan. You're a little more, I think you pay more attention to Blink than the average American.
Yes. Fine, Steve.
As the guy who's talking right now is wearing a Tom DeLonge-inspired baseball hat.
I'm just saying that nowadays, I think they're all as popular. But yes, back in the day, I definitely think everyone just thought of Travis Barker.
And he's also still doing, he's producing a lot of, like, you know, pop friendly artists like Post Malone and things along those lines. I feel like it might be a close battle, but I still think he edges out, because that's one of their songs. He edges out, not that, what you're thinking, Taryn. But yeah, another one that maybe you would argue with me, maybe not, but Danny, wouldn't you say who's the dork from Fall Out Boy?
Pete Wentz.
Oh, Pete Wentz for sure.
Yeah, I don't know why I called him a dork, but he is to me.
This is a big one, I think. Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
He was definitely the most popular member of Van Halen.
You might even say both Van Halens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
What about Slash? Someone just texted in Slash from Guns N' Roses. Again, I think that kind of falls in line with the Rolling Stones and also The Who.
Yeah.
Where you could argue the frontman or the guitarist is the biggest star.
Okay, what would you say about Angus Young then in AC/DC?
Yeah.
I mean, I think he was kind of more popular than both of the lead singers.
How about this one? Someone just texted in, and this was one perfect for you. Neil Peart from Rush.
I would say, honestly, probably for the non-Rush fans.
Don't get all offended like Danny with Blink 182.
I think fight both of you.
I think a lot of non-Rush fans might be more familiar with or know, you know, just how impressive Neil Peart is. So, I think I could agree with that for sure.
Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Great choice.
Yeah.
It's a good call.
Yeah, some good stuff right there.
Yes.
The Daily Migs Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
This morning, Reddit is making us feel very nostalgic about some things because they had this posed question. What's a sound from your childhood that younger generations will never hear? And they're specifically asking this to people over 30.
Did Steven get the F out of bed before I pull you out of bed.
Was that
on there?
That was number one, actually. Okay,
that's my favorite sound when I was a kid.
Some of the answers were fantastic.
Yes.
So we're going to go straight to the comments.
We found a few of these answers, and we just, honestly, I was trying to think of someone who has a cool voice, so I went with Miley Cyrus.
Nice.
Robot Miley Cyrus will be reading these, but as an added twist, I tracked down the sound that they're talking about. So we can really walk down memory lane.
I'm excited.
Okay, are you ready for the first one?
Yes.
All right, sounds from back in the day that we miss because we don't hear them anymore.
A floppy disk being read, especially when you've got six more to go after this one finishes.
Now, I remember floppy disks, but I did not remember a sound that it made.
I don't think I could replicate it right now. Let's hear it.
That makes me think of the printer.
That
remember
does
the,
sound like a printer.
Remember the one like that?
Oh, yes.
What was that one called? Like a dot matrix or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's pretty bad. All right.
The cassette rewinding faster and faster and faster until that final thump, and then a whine as it tries to keep rewinding and can't.
That's classic. Oh, that's so satisfying.
Do you remember getting so annoyed? You'd always have to try and find the song you want to listen to.
Oh.
Like back in the day, I felt like we were a little bit more invested in listening to full records because we had no choice.
That's absolutely correct.
Because it's so difficult to find the next song. All right, here's the next one.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Yeah, I don't think anyone that's like a millennial or younger remembers this.
To make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Oh, those were the days.
Were they?
No.
The cha-chunk of a manual credit card machine thingy.
Oh my gosh. I forgot about that. Back in the day, I don't know. Danny, do you remember that even? When you use a credit card back in the day, they'd actually just like almost make a copy of the credit card.
Oh,
number.
Yeah, kind of. My grandpa used to have that.
For real?
He had a gas station, and whenever anyone would play with a credit card, they would do that, or whatever it was.
Yep, there it is.
The sound of someone slamming the phone when hanging up on them.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you know, when you fight with somebody now on the phone, it doesn't have the same impact of, like, just grabbing the receiver and just going,
bam! Oh!
With the ring and everything. Ready for another one? These are sounds that people under the age of 30 probably have never experienced.
Never, ever.
It's the screeching dial-up internet sound. I can still hear it in my soul.
Oh, I think that's probably the most popular one. You knew something.
We're almost
about,
there.
Yeah, like, oh, soon enough, it'll be able to happen.
We're going to go into our AOL chat rooms.
I just like, my daughter is in studio with us this morning, and the look on her face up with all of these is like, what are you guys even talking
Lily,
about?
Lily, do you even know what dial-up is?
No.
See, there's, back in the day, you couldn't just get on the internet like that. You had to actually dial up a number, and then that crazy sound would come on, and it would still take forever before you actually go online.
That's amazing for you guys.
You don't understand the struggle we went through. You should thank us for the luxury that you now have.
We walked so that you could run.
No, I don't know what you guys are talking about because I'm not old like you guys are.
Wow.
Oh, we just got okayed, Grandpa.
I guess so. That's great. I see how you've been raising your child.
You got mail.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one. See, Lily, back in the day, when you get an email, you'd get this alert that would go,
you've got mail.
You want to do another one?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Sit, Ubu, sit.
Oh, do you know that one?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Do you remember what it said after that?
No.
So this was a sound that they would play at the end of like a TV show, like the production company. I think it was like Cheers.
Yes.
Sit, Ubu, sit.
No. Are you ready?
Yes.
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.
That's awesome.
Gosh.
And one more.
Opening a glass bottle of Snapple, that popping sound.
Oh, that's right. See, Lily, back in the day, some drinks would not come in a plastic bottle. They would come in a glass bottle.
It's true.
And then this would happen when you'd open the top.
Is Snapple still around?
I don't know.
Oh, Lily
says
yes.
Yeah,
get with it, old man.
Do you remember the Snapple lady?
Yes. Wendy.
Whatever happened
to her? Was her name
Wendy?
I
think so.
Oh, she died a tragic death.
by opening a bottle.
It popped out, hopped her in the eye. She couldn't see, and she just walked off of a cliff. It was really a sad day.
The Daily Migs Show.
Loudwire, they love a list. And they put together a list of the top radio hits from the rock world in the year 2005.
I'm looking at some of them. These aren't ones that we're going to include in our list, but like Nickelback's in there, Stain, Chevelle, Seether, Mudvayne, Foo Fighters, Nine Inch Nails. Some of these songs, like Best of You and things along those lines, I'm just like, oh, that's 20 years old. That, where did the 20 years go?
Well, we picked out some of our favorites.
Yes.
And we want to play a little game where we guess the band going track by track. So we typically start with the drums and then add in the other instruments up to the vocals and then see how well we know the songs.
Now, before we get to Jeff, who wants to play the game, I want to put Danny to the test because I feel like this is right in his wheelhouse, a lot of these songs.
2005, baby. Class of 2005, 20 years ago.
Oh my gosh, that's your graduation year.
It was, and that's just mind-blowing. I mean, it's funny you say like, oh, the songs are that old. I'm that old.
Are you ready for this one?
Let's go.
If you don't get this one right, I'm going to have to just, like, you know, ask you to leave.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, ready?
No pressure.
No.
Give you a little bass.
Oh, Terrence got it.
Terrence got it.
I don't got it yet.
No!
Not yet.
Give it a little guitar.
All right. Oh, Fall Out Boy. Sugar We're Going Down.
I was about to say you cannot DJ Emo Night ever again.
You're fired.
I'm telling Meredith.
That drum beat was not what I was expecting.
Yeah, because I didn't go right from the beginning. I think if I went from the beginning, you would have definitely gotten that opening drum fill.
For sure.
Yeah. That's a full-on giveaway.
Oh, man, I'm suck at this game.
Yeah, I would hand in your emo card at the end of the day, please.
Let's go.
All right.
Jeff from Puyallup is on the phone and wants to play along. We're going to go track by track and see how well you know the top rock radio hits of 2005.
Jeff, are you ready?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Let's start with the drums. What a great drum beat.
Oh, I recognize it. I need more.
Get some guitar. A little bass.
Oh, it's Green Day.
Green Day, you are absolutely right.
Wake Me Up When September Ends, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if they realize how that would forever be a meme.
Oh my gosh. I look forward to it every year.
For the last 20 years, people have been cracking that same joke. Isn't that crazy? That's just 20 years ago.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff, are you ready for the next one?
Oh, yeah.
All right, this one also, I think, has a great drum beat.
Oh, yep.
You got it, Danny. Beverly Hills, Weezer.
Yeah! Oh, man, that was easy.
I wanted to go to the Playboy Mansion so much just because of this music video.
Such a good video.
Yeah.
Jeff, you're crushing it so far.
Also from a great record. I mean, I know a lot of people always talk about the Blue Album, maybe even Pinkerton, and the Green Records being some of their best. But I thought Make Believe has some great songs on it. And that was their biggest hit. And the album went triple platinum.
That was their biggest hit of all the hits?
I think it might have been the biggest as far as like charting on like, you know, like the on the charts.
All the numbers.
Yeah. All right. One more for you, Jeff. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. I think this one might be a little bit harder. Also, great drum beat.
Oh, I think
that
I got it.
Sounds so familiar.
Really?
I think so.
A little bass.
Oh.
Oh, Audio Slave?
Yep, do you know the song?
Be Yourself.
It's not what I thought it was. Whoa. Okay, Danny, what did you think it was?
I thought it was Voodoo by Godsmack.
Okay.
From the drum beat. Only.
It did have a little bit of a tribal beat going on. Yeah.
Jeff, great job, man. You win. I don't know what you win, but you win the day. You win the day.
Nice. Thanks for letting me play.
Awesome, Jeff. Thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah, 2005. I mean, that was a good year, Danny.
It's weird to me, too. Well, they actually asked me to put together like a 20-year reunion playlist.
Uh-huh.
And I was having the hardest time because like everyone's like, oh, you're the radio guy. You know all the music from them. I'm like, Not really.
Like, do what most people do these days. Just type it into ChatGPT and make them make the playlist.
100%. Also, just put it into Spotify and just do like 2005 and see what comes up.
I mean, for us nerds that have Apple Music, there's probably an essentials already there for you to use.
Work smarter, not harder.
Right.
Yeah, for real, though. That's. I can't believe that all those songs are 20 years old.
Well, here's a question for you guys. What were you doing 20 years ago?
This.
I was in college at Wazoo trying to make my way in the world, Danny.
Oh, I was doing this.
This right here?
This, exactly.
Same
this.
Seat?
Yeah, nothing has changed. It's been 20 years of this.
Did you have hair?
No.
The Daily Migs Show.